You're listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.
Hello, everyone. This is Liz Harvey coming to you from our studios in New York City, where we are dedicated to bringing you top-quality advice from many of the leading expert professionals across the U.S. In today's episode, we are speaking with chiropractor Dr. Luke Stringer. Dr. Stringer speaks regularly to local schools, businesses, and organizations on health, wellness, and safety topics. He enjoys educating others on how to manage stress, how to prevent injuries in the workplace and at home, and how to maintain peak performance in all facets of life. Dr. Stringer is from Manchester, England, where he studied sports science. Before graduating from Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, he played professional rugby for 9 years. Dr. Stringer is considered one of the top chiropractors in Chicago and is a contributing member of our National Network of Industry Professionals. Today we are going to talk about a very important topic, handle stress better with chiropractic care. Hello, Dr. Stringer. How are you today?
Really well, thanks, Liz. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining me again. So what happens to our bodies when we are anxious or stressed out?
Yeah, great question. And before we talk about that specific question, what is stress in the chiropractic field and in essentially all the medical field? There's several forms of stress, right? Chiropractors call them the three T's. We've got traumas, so big traumas like being rear-ended on the freeway, or what we call micro traumas, so being pinned to your desk for 50 hours a week. You have those traumas that come through thoughts, so deadlines, toxic relationships, grievances in the family. Then you obviously have stress that's internal toxins, so, you know, poor dietary habits, food that's high in processed foods, food additives, inflammatory foods. So essentially what happens is when the body's stressed out through one of those three things, enters the sympathetic nervous system. We have two types of the nervous system, parasympathetic, which is our body's ability at nighttime to enter rapid eye movement, clean our cells, essentially rest and digest. And sympathetic is the opposite. It's our flight or flight response. So, you know, like being rear-ended on the freeway, eyes open up, hairs in the back of your head stand up. When we're consistently anxious, stressed out, then we're consistently in the sympathetic nervous system. Well, what that does is it increases our cortisol levels. If our cortisol levels are raised, then it affects our ability to process hormones, particularly insulin within the blood. So if we can't absorb the insulin, then obviously it spikes our blood sugar, and then it just had this kind of catastrophic event where we're just on that hamster wheel where we're consistently stressed. We can't process stress. We can't handle the hormone proliferation in the body. This adds to more stress, sickness, and disease. So our body, when we're stressed, just does not function well. Both physically and or physiologically, and we're just consistently on that hamster wheel. So stress is a big deal. In our office, we call stress the silent killer. It's kind of the underlying, underpinning cause of pretty much sickness and disease, period.
And what are the side effects of constant chronic stress?
Yeah, so our clinic, busy clinic, downtown Chicago, all patient-based, corporate athlete, you know, graduates through, you know, people are starting families, mid-early 20s through early 40s. 90% of our patients' job role is corporate, so their activity day-to-day is essentially sedentary, sitting or standing. Our bodies are built to be in motion, so if we're chronically stressed through those micro-stresses, aka poor posture, being pinned to our desk 50 hours a week, submitting out with a high-stress job, deadlines, etc., then we're obviously going to be in that sympathetic state. So how it shows up in our corporate athletes, we call them the corporate lifestyle diseases, which essentially are metabolic diseases. So increase in chance of type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, poor sleep, poor mood, poor energy levels, low libido, inability to gain and or lose weight. Once the body's chronically stressed, it just has these negative effects on the body, which can manifest in real sickness and disease. Again, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, they're all the research just essentially backs that up. They go through the roof. And then obviously we call this lifestyle diseases, just patients coming in fatigued, tired, poor mood, irritable, low libido, can't gain weight, can't lose weight, poor sleep patterns, low energy levels. And that's all coming from the micro stress, which essentially quantifies as stress in the body. And has a really nasty effect on our patient base.
And what are other chiropractic treatments or therapies help the body handle stress?
Yeah, chiropractic adjustment essentially is taking the spine, all joint, through its intended range of motion, delivering a light force through the joint line. You're going to hear a pop. This has an amazing effect. 80% of stimulation in your brain comes from movement of the spine, so it obviously stimulates the brain. Stimulation in the brain allows the brain to send signals down the spinal cord to the nerve and then into where that nerve goes. It might be a muscle, it might be an organ. So if you're subluxated, which means a joint's out of alignment, compressing a nerve, and or you're globally subluxated, you've got that typical corporate posture, head shifted forward, shoulders around it, big hump in your upper back. Well, essentially, you're subluxated, you're out of alignment, you're creating stress in the nervous system. Chiropractic adjustments can essentially get the joint moving, take pressure off the nerve, stimulate the brain, allows the body's ability from the brain to the nerve, nerve to the brain to communicate better. This is obviously going to reduce stress in the nervous system. Less stress in the nervous system gives the body to deal with stress better. We're in that parasympathetic nervous system. We're entering, you know, rapid eye movement at sleep. We're in resting and digesting. So essentially, by obviously taking stress off the joint, the spine, and nervous system, that allows us to decrease stress within the body. Less stress on the nervous system allows us to deal with stress more, so that allows us to feel and function optimally and as we should.
All right. And can regular chiropractic care help the body fight off the negative effects of stress long term?
Yeah, absolutely. Chiropractic care is a great way for people to regulate stress on their nervous system. A nervous system's under less stress is going to be able to handle stress better, less sickness, less disease, less of those lifestyle diseases. So, you know, if you're consistently getting adjusted, you could do a quick slip and check, see how many times you've been sick over the last 12 months compared to your coworkers who aren't under chiropractic care. I can guarantee the people under chiropractic care are handling stress better, they're breaking down less, and they're functioning better, better energy, better sleep, better mood, better metabolism. So yeah, chiropractors should be in everyone's kind of healthcare team. You should be getting regularly adjusted to make sure your spine's in alignment, the joints are being moved, the nervous system stimulated, because that's just going to allow us to deal with day-to-day life and those day-to-day stresses much better than if we're just chronically subluxated and stressed out.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Stringer. We know you're busy, so I want to thank you for your time and your help today.
Absolutely. Really appreciate having me on, Liz.
And for our listeners across the country, if you are interested in speaking with the doctor, please visit www.southloopchiropractor.com or call 312-987-4878 to schedule an appointment. And on behalf of our team, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more top quality content from our country's leading experts.
You've been listening to Razorcast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.